Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarane. Hare Krishna. So everybody is welcome. Thank you very much for everybody to participate tonight in celebrating the 45th anniversary of arrival of Srila Prabhupada in the USA. What is its significance? Hamare liye iska mahatv kya hai? What is the significance? This day, 45 years from today, Prabhupada arrived in America and the whole world became fortunate. He opened the door of good fortune for the whole world. We are all here chanting Hare Krishna, having a nice darshan of the deities, reading wonderful transcendental literature, honoring delicious prasad. This is all because of this one personality who took a greatest risk, a big adventure, a journey of fearlessness, faith and determination, sacrifice, extreme compassion, we have to really meditate today what Srila Prabhupada has undergone, the difficulties for the sake of delivering whole world from Maya, from illusion. He received the instruction, direct instruction from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Srila Prabhupada when he was almost 22 years of age, young grasta. He got his first instruction when he was in mid-20, and he has undertaken this adventure when he was about to be 70, finishing his 69th year of age. Almost 45 years, more than 45 years, he was simply meditating and getting prepared to accomplish the desire of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Srila Prabhupada, which is the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Prithvi te aache yatra nagradi gram sarvatra hoye vimoyam prachar moyena. As many towns and villages and cities, and Prabhupada said rivers and seas are on the planet, everywhere the name of Gauranga and Hare Krishna will be chanted. So this was the direct order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Sri Krishna himself. Gauravani Pracharane. It is Gauravani. What is Gauravani? This is Gauravani. That Prithviti Ate Nagarati Gram. As many towns and villages are on the planet, everywhere the holy name will be chanted, of name of Gauranga. This is Gauravani. So this is the mission of Lord Sri Krishna. This is Lord Sri Krishna's mission. which practically Gauranga Mahaprabhu as Krishna came and gave a practical way how to do it through Sankirtan movement. So Srila Prabhupada retired from family life and still 10 years he was moving around in India to establish something, but Krishna has some other plan. So he accepted sannyas, which we celebrated here, I think. Prabhupada accepted sannyas in 1959 on Vishwa Roop Utsav Day. Oh, we did not celebrate. Somehow we were here and we were talking with the devotees that Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati appeared in the dream and he said, Abhishan, now you take sannyas. In the middle of the night, he approaches senior guard brother and knocked on his door. Sridhar Swami Maharaj, please you award me sannyas. My Guru Maharaj asked me to take sannyas and go abroad and preach. Sridhar Maharaj said, no, you wait. Why? Because the family of Prabhupada was very near to Sridhar Maharaj and he never wanted to have a bad relation with them by giving sannyas to Prabhupada. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, he knocked on the door. Second time he came again. Bhaktisiddhanta appeared in my dream. Guru Maharaj said, I should accept sannyas. Sridhar Maharaj said, yeah, okay. First you live away from your home, don't go to your home, but live in the same town like this is called Kutichak sannyas. Kutichak means have your small bhajan kutir somewhere in the same town. But Prabhupada left that day without known, and Sridhar Maharaj said, I regret that I did not award him sannyas. But then, another guardian brother of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Pragna Keshav Goswami Maharaj in Mathura, he said, Bhaktivedanta Prabhu, for preaching you have to take sannyas. And Prabhupada said, my Guru Maharaj was speaking through my guard brother. And Prabhupada accepted sannyas. And after accepting sannyas, first speaking Prabhupada did right there was in English. Though there was nobody who was knowing English there. Except Keshav Maharaj and 1 or 2 persons. And he spoke in English. Why? He said, my Guru Maharaj wanted me to speak in English. And then he went to preach in Agra with some brahmacharis. And then he went to Delhi. But then he tried his level best in India. He could not accomplish much. Everywhere he was going, he was telling my Guru Maharaj wanted me to go to West and preach in English language. He was writing all the times in English language, many articles. He started even in Fadi, back to Godhead, which was only 2-page magazine at that time. He wrote letters to Mahatma Gandhi, to Jawaharlal Nehru, to Murarji Desai, to Vallabhbhai Patel, all the great leaders of India. He wrote letters to all the people. Nothing was moving. He had a faith. There's one verse in Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter. Vivasaya atmika buddhi ekeh kurunandana bahusakhayanantas. What is the last line? This is Vivasaya atmika buddhi ekeh kurunandana bahusakhayanantas buddhi avasayinam. Resolute determination, one point determination. People who have one point determination, they will be successful. One who have many branch intelligence, they will never succeed. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has a purport on this verse, that what is that one-pointed intelligence? Taking the word of a spiritual master as everything in life and accomplishing that. So this one verse and the purport of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has changed the life of Srila Prabhupada, and he He has made this ISKCON. ISKCON, the ISKCON's birth is based on this verse of Bhagavad Gita and purport of Bhakti of Vishwanath Chakravarti Pal Thakur. Now Prabhupada was determined, as Guru Maharaj said, number, whenever you get money, you print books. You go to the West and preach in English language. These were the two main things, direct orders he got. So he started working when he was living in Vrindavan on translating Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, in English language. He has a firm faith that Bhagavatam and holy name Hare Krishna, these two things will change the whole world. He has firm faith. So he printed two volumes. He presented to then the Prime Minister of India, Lal Bahadur Shastri, one copy. And then for getting fund for third volume, he went to Bombay. And he lived in some free accommodation in some dharamshala. Then he approached one lady, Sumati Murarji. And he was not allowed to meet that Mataji. And he was staying 5 hours on the doorsteps, 5 hours. 5 hours, 5 ghante. He was sitting on the, simply waiting when she will come out. As soon as she came out, she saw some sadhu sitting outside. Why you are here, Swamiji? And then he showed the Bhagavatam, that this is Bhagavatam. I printed two volumes, I want to print third volume. Okay, Swamiji, come tomorrow. Next day Prabhupada went and she agreed, go ahead, you print it, I will finance. So Prabhupada came back to Vrindavan and he was working to translate third volume of first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam to finish it. And he has 60 such volumes to print that was advertised, he has already in a pamphlet. This was his preparation for going to West. He was meditating. He came and next came Janmashtami. And in Radha Damodar temple, he celebrated Janmashtami by inviting the governor of UP, Uttar Pradesh, as a chief guest. And governor came there. Prabhupada spoke about Janmashtami. And then governor invited Srila Prabhupada in Lucknow. And there Prabhupada met some bhajan singer. And one of them was interested in Prabhupada. His name was Shishir Bhattacharya. I'm simply mentioning this because very interesting is this name. So somehow Prabhupada finished third volume. In the meantime, one Agarwal businessman, he met Prabhupada in 2 minutes. He said, so Swamiji? Swami said, my Guru Maharaj said I should go and preach in West. It was not serious, Prabhupada. And Agarwal said, my son is in America. I will get your sponsor later. Prabhupada was not serious, but Agarwal was serious. Prabhupada forgot this. One day Prabhupada came back from Bombay and he got from external affairs ministry a letter that your sponsor letter is ready from America. He said, I don't know what is this, how it came. Prabhupada said, from where it came? And then he got whole information that Agarwal has sent some letter, his son has sent, got a form from Indian embassy and it's filled this all form and formalities were done. He sent his bank statement and he said, 1 month I will sponsor Swamiji to stay with me. Now Prabhupada said, now I have a sponsor letter. Now I need passport. Prabhupada was not having yet passport. He needed visa. And there was a third thing which was difficult to get, a P form. A clearance from State Bank of India. So somehow in Delhi where Prabhupada was living in Chippewada, Radha Krishna temple, Sant Sharmaji, he helped him to get passport. So Prabhupada got passport in Delhi easily. Then there was no, and then he asked the same person, can you give me a ticket for America? He says, you are an old man, where you will go in America at this stage? I don't want to take a risk to send you America. And it's also very costly, I cannot afford that. Now Prabhupada had a passport, he had a sponsor. Then he went to Bombay. In Bombay, he has his Bhagavatam with him and he went to Sumati Murarji. she was owning the navigation company, Sandhya Company. He got an interview and he told the secretary that, I want to see Mataji, why? Say, I want some free passage to America. I got a sponsor letter. Secretary went inside and told to the Sumati Muraji, so there is a Swamiji, same Swamiji. You sponsored Bhagavatam, he is out. And he wants to go to America. Mataji from inside said, no, don't go. It's not for you to go. Then again he sent, same secretary back. Secretary went, he came back, he said, Mataji is not accepting. He said, all right, you get an appointment for me, I will go and convince her. And he went inside and said, Mataji says, now you should translate this Bhagavatam, I am sponsoring all your Bhagavatam translation, go and sit in Vrindavan. In this old age, I don't want to take risk to send you to America, cold country, cold people, who will receive you here, there, what you will eat there? How will you survive there? I don't want to take risk. Prabhupada said, my Guru Maharaj wanted, I am definitely going to do something. As if he was convincing, arguing daughter. So she thought like that. And ultimately she said, alright, I will give you free passage to America. Now Prabhupada has a sponsor letter and a free ticket. Then he went for American visa, which he got easily, no problem. Now he has visa, but then one problem was P form. And the officer told that no, only 1 month you have a sponsorship there, then where you will stay? Who will take care of you? We will not approve this. He said, don't do like this. Send me to your higher authority. Prabhupada went there to his secretary, said, this file you sent inside. And Prabhupada was sitting outside and chanting Hare Krishna. That officer came out and he looked at Swamiji, don't worry, I have approved your case. Mr. Rao. So it's not that Prabhupada was doing endeavor, but Krishna was actually fulfilling his desire from inside. And there was no place for Prabhupada to stay. So that Sumati Murarji, he gave one unfurnished room in a quarters for Sandhya Company. Now in quarters, Prabhupada has no furniture, his own trunk on which he was writing, and he was living there. The staff member living in nearby homes, they used to give him some fruit, something to bring, and he was cooking and eating. In the morning, he is going out to get some contact to distribute his Bhagavatam. In the evening, he coming back as tired, and after 1 hour, he start writing. The people were surprised to see this person has no place to stay. And then he has everything. Now you're going to America. It's August. It's August now. Next month, winter is start there. Do you have Swamiji winter cloth? No. Okay. Then secretary of Sumati spent 250 rupees to buy warm sweater, coat, jacket, some new dhotis, everything to Prabhupada. And then Sumati Muraji said, only I am looking for some captain who can understand Vaishnava Sadhu and take care of him. And then she said, okay, I have now reserved one seat for you. That ship will start from Calcutta, Jalduta, and Captain Anil Pandey will take care of you. And he wrote to Anil Pandey, you have extra vegetable and fruits and take care of Swamiji. And then secretary of Sumati Muraji, he dropped him on the railway station. Now Prabhupada is reaching back to his own hometown, Calcutta, where he spent 50 years of his life. And he has 100 people he knows. He has his home, son, he has children. Then he has his poem. Where is my loving father gone? Where are my old relative gone? This whole world is simply now names that I know. Nobody is here. Where should I go? And he only called that Shishir Bhattacharya. Only met for an hour or so. He did not call anybody in Calcutta. And that Bhattacharya, he came, he housed him as a guest in his house, he took him in taxi around for some programs, and on the day when Prabhupada was to board on the ship, he was Bhattacharya who saw him off at Calcutta shipyard. Nobody was there to say him goodbye. No disciple, no well-wisher, no follower, no friend. And Prabhupada has one trunk, one umbrella, and something like cornflakes, like something to eat for a month or so. And he was thinking, what I will do? I mean, he was all going inside with formality, entering into the ship, not knowing where he is going. He was only, where I am going, what I will eat there, how they will understand what I have to say. Then he said, no, I have Bhagavatam with me. And Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. I have order of my spiritual master. He is with me. So he has a full firm faith that Bhagavatam and Krishna are non-different, and his spiritual master is always with me, and I have to carry. And he has a firm faith that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that the Krishna conscious movement has to spread in every town and village. It will happen. None of all other God brothers ever thought that practically it can happen. It may be theoretical, but nobody understood practically. And Prabhupada said, I never wanted to go to England. I always wanted to go to New York. Why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj wanted Prabhupada to preach to the West? And why Prabhupada did not go to England as everybody was going? Why he chosen to go to New York? This is the intelligence, this is called spiritual intelligence given to these personalities by Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj definitely realized that Indian people, by 200 years of British regime, only accept anything made in USA, Germany, Japan as something good. Nothing local is important. So this was his idea, that if some sadhus, if the Western people become Vaishnavas, and if they come to India, then India can be revitalized and revived in spiritual consciousness. This was his vision. कि 200 साल ब्रिटिश के शासन के कारण हिंदुस्तानी लोग सब चीज बाहर की बनी हुई को अपना मानते हैं, अच्छा मानते हैं, अपनी चीज को अच्छा नहीं मानते हैं। जब साधु भी कोई बाहर का आएगा तब ये लोग मानेंगे. एंड दिस हैपेंड, दिस वाज दिस इज एक्चुअली ट्रू. एंड व्हाई प्रभुपाद डिड नॉट गो टू इंग्लैंड? टू ऑफ हिज गॉड ब्रदर फेल देयर, दे वेंट देयर, बॉन महाराज एंड सारंग महाराज, बोथ वेंट देयर. They gave some lectures, they never succeeded. Why Prabhupada said, I never thought to go to England, I have always desired to go to New York. This is another psychology. The British people, they ruled India. How can they listen from a poor Indian and become his disciple? It's not possible. It's a normal psychology. The British people, they ruled India. How can they accept some poor sadhu from India who is really poor and having no penny, and they will listen from him and become his disciple? Not possible. What strategy Prabhupada has to preach to the England, people of England? He sent American devotees to the UK, because America was having upper head over UK. So UK people will accept American, not the Indian sadhu. So this is a very intelligence Prabhupada has used. So Prabhupada, now he is on the board. Everybody knows $7 worth of money he has, 40 rupees only. And that ship went first to Sri Colombo. And he got down, the first time he saw out of India something. And from Colombo ship came back to Cochin, India. And then his 200 three-volume set of Bhagavatam trunks were loaded. And then he was confident, now I have my Bhagavatam with me. Then ship entered into the Red Sea through Red Sea, and then he had sickness. She sickness, vomiting, nausea. And he wrote in his diary that I'm feeling really, I'm not feeling to eat, I'm nausea, vomiting. And then he has severe pain in chest once, twice. And then he wrote in the diary, if third time this heart attack come, then I will not survive. That night, he had a dream, which he wrote afterwards in his diary. He had his dream and he saw Krishna in many forms rowing the ship. And he said, don't worry, board on this ship. I will protect you. Now he has firm faith that Krishna has taken charge of this ship. Prabhupada wrote these words in his diary. What is implied here is when the devotee is utilizing 100% of his energy to satisfy Krishna, and when Krishna sees that he is sincere, then help comes from Krishna out of karuna, out of mercy. If Prabhupada was sitting in Vrindavan and thinking the whole world become Krishna conscious, nothing. Krishna can do it. If Arjuna will say, okay Krishna, you are my friend, you are Supreme Personality of Godhead, why should I fight, you take care of everything. It's not possible. Krishna, Arjuna has to use the bow and arrow. He has to use all his capability and talents and energy to serve Krishna. Then Krishna helps. It's not that Krishna will help anybody who is sitting just and, oh, I am sitting here and Krishna will help. No, it's not possible. And then Prabhupada writes, now I am feeling little my appetite and I am cooking little khichdi. And then comes Janmashtami on the boat. He cooked himself. He discussed something with the staff member. He celebrated Krishna. Next day was his 70th birthday. No Vyas Puja, no mention. He was simply remembering Vrindavan, remembering Radha Damodar, Radha Gopinath, Radha Govind Devji, and he was simply. Then captain told that I have never seen Atlantic Ocean so calm in my whole career of shipping of decades. And then Prabhupada said, now Krishna has taken charge, not only of ship, but of ocean too. He has kept everything smooth. And the wife of the captain said, then Swamiji, you should come back. When we are coming, then we'll get this ocean peaceful. She told them, Swami, then you should come back with us. Some of Srila Prabhupada now, on today's, this date, which according to the regular calendar is 17th September. It took 35 days. It's not flying 24 hours, you are in America, no. 35 days. Prabhupada was in a ship and journey of the ship. If anybody has done ship journey for a couple of years, a couple of days, is very tiring, is very difficult journey. 25 days on board. And 17th September, which is according to the English calendar, but according to the Vaishnava Tithi, on this day of lunar month, Prabhupada boarded on the ground of USA in Boston. Sasaru Maharaj writes, city of billions with people having millions, and this poor person with a Indian Vaishnava dhoti, no penny in the pocket, and he has landed on this land. And he don't know what to do. So captain took him on tour outside. So I said, he was fearless to take this risk. He was courageous to get at that age when everybody wants to be in Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna and be happy, and he left all those comfort physically, externally, but internally, he was always in Vrindavan, and he made whole world to know about Vrindavan, and he made outpost of Vrindavan in all countries of the world. So he took Vrindavan with him. He never left Vrindavan. Physically he left Vrindavan, but all the time he was in Krishna consciousness. He was in a Vrindavan consciousness. That was his sacrifice, leaving Vrindavan behind. It is his sacrifice that he took a risk at that age to have this adventure. For what? Even this Choksi, captain of Moraji, used to say, Maharaj, you want to sightseeing there? You want to go to enjoy there? He said, what I will see there, I am going to preach there. I am going to preach there. So Prabhupada, this is his courage. This is a big adventure he has taken in spiritual. And why he has taken all this? Out of compassion. Preaching, the impetus for preaching is only compassion. It's not that we can convince other people that our religion is very good than your religion, or to convince people, or to become a big orator or a speaker, or to have many temples. No, it's not the purpose of preaching. Preaching is out of compassion to deliver the suffering humanity. The biggest social work Prabhupada has started out of compassion. And he was taken by Captain Pandey in a car to see Boston, and he looked at Boston and he came back, and in his place where he was staying that night, he wrote a poem. That was his first immediate judgment about the people of America. And that poem Prabhupada called Markini Bhagavad Dharma. Markini means America. In Bengali, Markini means America. Markini means in America. Bhagavad Dharma in America. So 17th there, 18th, Prabhupada wrote this poem on that night, 18th, it is in 18th, and 19th they came to New York, and Prabhupada has to get out of the ship. He don't know where to go, left, right, I don't know. Somebody may be there, because he wrote to Agarwal with his photo. So Agarwal arranged some company to receive, a traveler aid company to receive. They received Prabhupada. They took to Sandhya Navigation to reserve his return ticket. And then he traveled in bus and reached after midnight to the place where his host Mr. Agarwal was waiting at 2 o'clock in night at Butler, Pennsylvania. So midnight he reached there. That was his first day. So now we'll sing this poem, which was written by Prabhupada. That is his feeling when he reached America. Then he struggled there for a couple of months. He tried from Prime Minister of India to all rich people of India to help him to start Krishna temple, Radha Krishna temple in New York. He used all his resources from all his god brothers. He wanted to have help, but nothing came from any person. He gave lecture different places. How much difficulty he has undergone. He lived with the people, same refrigerator, there was a meat and he was cooking in that house. He has to live for months with Mayavadi, Sannyasi. They were not agreeing on philosophy, but they were good friends, and he was cooking, and he actually gave life to that Mr. Mishra. He was a Mayavadi, he was living with him. And then ultimately Prabhupada said, I have to hire my own place, and then he hired $70 worth of small room, and he started his own preaching. But not with lectures, Prabhupada ultimately said, it is only when I sat down in a park and chanted Hare Krishna mantra, then Krishna sent the people and they took seriously Krishna consciousness. Ultimately, Sankirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conquered the whole world. It is through Hare Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in Tompkin Square Park, Prabhupada has conquered the whole world. New York City is the biggest city of the world. Prabhupada has chosen that. It is the kingdom of Kali Yuga. And Prabhupada chose it there, how the Bhagavad Dharma can transform the people of Kali Yuga. So this is the story, it's a journey of a person with all risk, with all paradox. What he's going to do there? The old man with a heavy Bengali accent when he speaks English, his tongue is not of local people, and which people he's going to preach? He's going to preach to the people who eat meat, who have free sex, they always use drugs. These are the people who are his audience, hippies. And what he has to preach? No illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating. And he has to preach exactly opposite what the people were there. And those people at that time were not believing even in the words of 30-year-old men, and this is a 70-year-old man preaching to those people. So all these paradoxes were there. Different culture was there. But this person was so man of iron, his full firm determination, that he established International Society for Krishna Consciousness in 66. He arrived there in September 65, and in 66, somewhere in May, June, say middle of the 66, in 9 months he registered International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And now we all are having a nice fruit of this society in all part of the world, wherever we go, beautiful temple, say wonderful books, luxurious residence. Prabhupada was living in Vrindavan. Prabhupada has one cot at least to sleep. He has one cot, one blanket. In New York, he was sleeping on floor on one blanket, nothing else. Can you imagine New York? Many sannyasis told him from Ramakrishna Mission, his name was something. He said, Swamiji, you want to preach here, you have to wear Western dress, and you have to drink and eat something which is available here, otherwise how can you preach? Prabhupada said, I have not come here to take anything from these people, not technology, no knowledge, I have not come here to earn money, I have come here to give them. I have come to give them Krishna consciousness, so they have to take from me, so they have to become like me, not I have to become like them. So Prabhupada has changed. So this journey of Prabhupada, in future historian will write this journey of an old man from India who has transformed the whole world. We may not be able to appreciate Prabhupada's achievement. Krishna has made him successful. But 500 years from today, when we will not be here, when the historian will write that there was a temple of Radha Krishna in Russia, in Australia, in America, in different parts of the world, the books in different languages at that time, those historians will write, this Sanatana Vedic civilization was all pervading in all part of the world, and only one person who was the instrument behind the spread of this Sanatana Dharma all over the world. That is Abhayachandar Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada's divine grace. Historian will write this, we may not realize now, but when they get the theories, they get the books in different languages all over the world, then they will realize how this happened. So he has changed the history, he has written new history. And Prabhupada said, my books are law book for 10,000 years to come. So what we have to learn from all this Prabhupada's journey and big endeavor Prabhupada has made and difficulty he has undergone, he has made Vaikuntha on earth for us in the form of all these beautiful temples. So in one movement, ISKCON, Prabhupada said, I have four movements. One movement, he said, is Sankirtan movement, which has two parts. Harinam chanting, Hare Krishna, and book distribution, followed by book distribution. This is called Sankirtan movement. And we are doing this Sankirtan movement now. We are going in the street chanting Hare Krishna and distributing books. Second movement is deity worship movement. Establish temples and have a It's standard Shastric deity worship. The people come there in the temple and see the deity worship going on. So this movement is also taking care all over the world very nicely. Third, he say, spiritual initiation movement, which he meant preaching. Everybody will not come and live in the temple, but people outside can become Krishna conscious. So it means congregational preaching. So spiritual initiation movement means preaching to the people, going in their house and preaching. This also we are doing. Fourth thing which he said, it's a classless society with four varna and four ashram. This is a fourth movement. Within the ISKCON, this is a fourth movement. Classless society, very interesting, with four varna and ashrams. Only Prabhupada can say like this. How can it be classless? How is it classless? Everybody can come and chant Hare Krishna together. Everybody can sit in Bhagavatam class. Everybody can honor Prasad. This is classless. But for one an ashram, we should be self-sufficient by our own agriculture. There is the fourth movement within the ISKCON, which in last 45 years we have not actually given much importance. We have not worked on that. One aspect which Prabhupada wanted ISKCON to accomplish. That one is more important. All the three are dependent on that in future. Imagine only one thing. If somehow, I'm just saying water from the earth, in last 50 years, we have drained water from the earth which cannot be refilled in 300 years. Flushing water, after everything is flushed, all water we have just drained out. Everything, water temple is going down. You know for how much water temple every month, every year is going down? Vrindavan temple, it was in 25 feet when temple was built in 75. Now it is 200 feet down. So this water we are exhausting and petrol we are exhausting. Think only that there will be no availability of petrol. Everything will be standstill or not. Life will stop. Stand. 400 things are only made with petrol. Everything what we are. If no petrol, we cannot survive. And this will not go long. How long you will get all this from earth? It will not be forever. So Prabhupada said, if fourth movement you work, this fourth movement can support all three other movements. So right now we are all struggling to maintain our temples. Very difficult to go for Sankirtan, book distribution, and temple, very difficult to maintain temple. Very preaching is less. Why? Because we don't have a self-sufficient community where we are anxiety-free. That we have no problem for eating, we have no problem for residence, we have no problem for any other thing. All our needs are met and we have not to do ugar karma and go out 2 hours to do some job and again travel 2 hours, come back, 4 hours wasted in a day simply going and coming. Fourth dimension which Prabhupada said, if we work on that, other three will be successfully carried out for coming 10,000 years. So on this day of Prabhupada's arrival in America, we should pray to the Prabhupada to empower everybody who is present here and every devotee and grand devotee, disciple of Prabhupada and future generation, that they should accomplish this prophecy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every town, every village and every house we should reach to preach Krishna consciousness. Shri Prabhupada ki Gaura Premanande. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Let's go for next. Oh, bhajan thoda ga lete. Actually, this bhajan is a realization of Srila Prabhupada. First day in America. And how Prabhupada is saying, Krishna, my dear friend. He's saying, yes, Krishna was sitting next to him. He was speaking like that.